Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God, to the living God, to the living God, to the living God. Great and mighty is your name. Hallelujah. And all the earth, Father God, we come on this morning, Father, for spirit of rejoicing. We come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude. We come on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, to decree your lordship and all the earth, Father God, to say that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Father God, we come on this morning embracing the gifts of a brand new day, a day we have never known, Father God, never seen, will never know or see again, a day that you have made. And Father God, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name, and your name alone is great and worthy to be praised. Father God, forgive us even right now for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. And we thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your might. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your love. Oh, Father God, how great is our God. How great is our God. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. We bow before you. We adore you, Father God. Father God, we're falling in love with you, Father God, only because we're responding to the love that you first gave us, Father God, from the beginning of time. For you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. How great is our God. How great, how great, how great is our God. Thank you, Father. We just want to say thank you for a roof over our head, light, health, and strength, a reasonable portion of strength. Father God, thank you for the air that we breathe. Father God, we want to say thank you for family, for friends, for our church, our ministry, the body of Christ at large. Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for you being a prayer-answering God. Thank you for all the souls that have given their life to you. Father God, we want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for the gift of salvation and eternal life. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we thank you for every ministry partner and their families. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our services every morning. Father God, we've just trained ourselves, Father God, to just be up, Father. We wake up, Father God, even when it's not time to get up, Father God, because we look forward to meeting you on this platform. We want to say thank you, Father God, that there's never been a time when you was not here. And Father God, you are faithful. You are so faithful. And so we just appreciate you and we say thank you, Father God. Now, Father God, as we move forward, Father God, in this day, Father God, in this service, we're asking, Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified, Father God, that your people will be edified, and Satan is already horrified because he can't stop us from coming. He just can't stop us from coming, Father God. We keep coming, and we're going to keep coming, too, as long as you command us to come, Father God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Now, Father God, we put this service into your hands. Hallelujah. And have your way. You're the potter. We're the clay. Mold us and make us after your will. While we are waiting, yield it and still. Thank you, Father. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. I received a text message yesterday that somebody said I was breaking up. Amen. Glory be to God coming across. Amen. So, beloved, if I'm ever not coming across, amen, because I really can't hear myself, amen, and I try to turn my cell phone off when I'm in service, but just send me out a text message. I try to keep my eye out, and let me know that I'm not coming across clear so I can make whatever adjustments need to be made, because we want to make sure that I'm communicating clearly. Amen. So thank you, amen, for your love and your concern. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Glory be to God of the Lifeway Jesus, Pastor of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. I want to thank God for waking me up. Amen. Got up a little bit late today. Amen. I woke up around 3:30 this morning. That's late for me. Amen. Glory be to God. But thank God. Amen. He's so faithful. We want to thank God. Know where this cough is coming from. For our 5 o'clock service this morning on Facebook. Excuse me for coughing. Amen. As we interceded for Russia and Ukraine this morning. Amen. And so we want to thank God for that. And here we are. Amen. For our spiritual breakfast. Okay. 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 Glory be to God. We are celebrating Women's History Month. I'm telling you, we want to thank God for the women. Yeah. Why? Because God thanks God for the women. Amen. It was God's idea. Amen. And everything that the Lord does is good. It's good. Amen. So every day this month, amen, glory be to God, we will come with a different woman in the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. So let me see what we have here. We got Hannah coming up. Hannah, Elizabeth, Hagar, the Samaritan woman at the well, Delilah, Miriam, Abigail. Who else? We have Deborah, Esther, Rahab, Jezebel, Ruth, Dinah, Bathsheba, Rhoda, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and I still got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got about 5 more I got to fill in. Amen. So we want to thank God. Yesterday, amen, we got a little history lesson on Potiphar's wife. Amen. She was first. She didn't have no name. Isn't that sad? The Bible didn't even mention her name. But what did we find out about Potiphar's wife yesterday in Black History Month? Not Black History, in Women's History Month. Potiphar's wife had everything and it still wasn't enough. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me after the call. She had everything. She was the king's wife. All she had to do was snap her fingers. She had everything, married to the king, and it still was not enough. Wow. Wow. That's nasty. That's greedy. She just had to have Joseph, and she didn't get away. Amen. So that's the lesson, amen, that we learned. Amen. Amen. That was my main takeaway. Amen. We have to be content and we have to be happy. Amen. And grateful. Amen. All right. Today, amen, we are going to get a little history on Mother Eve. Mother Eve. Coming to us this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. All the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Our faithful brother in the Lord. And I'm telling you, he's a faithful man of God. He is a blessing. He is a blessing to the kingdom. And he's a blessing to this ministry. Amen. And he's just a blessing. Amen. We're talking about our brother, Tyrone Reed. I want to say Deacon Lex, I don't know what Pastor Joe going to do, but I'm going to tell you one thing. As we prepare for our ordination services, I have to talk with Bishop Lambert. Amen. But I'll have you ordained as deacon. I'll have, because we see your qualifications. We see your life. Matter of fact, we have to line up some ordination services, amen, to take place in the near future. And I would definitely recommend you, Deacon-elect. Amen. Tyrone Reed. Amen. To God be the praise and glory. At this time, it is he who is going to come, amen, and share with us in his own way. Now, saints, as you guys come to share, you don't have to compete with Pastor Bradford or no one else. However the Lord gives you to bring forth, amen, your reading on the woman of the Bible, okay? I've sort of, you didn't have to guess. I gave everybody, amen, who the Spirit told me to give to you. Amen. So when you come forward, amen, if it's short or if it's long, the floor is yours. Okay? So if you come for 5 minutes, if you come for 10 minutes, if you come for 15 minutes, the floor is yours when you come up. Amen. Glory be to God. So it's good. Amen. And just be yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. And everything going to be okay. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. So at this time, let us open up the lines. Amen. For our brother Tyrone. Brother Reed, are you there?
I am here.
How are you? I'm exceedingly well. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thanking God for everything. And Pastor, let me say thank you for such an illuminating introduction, and I would be honored to serve in any capacity you will have me to serve.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, and the floor is yours, brother.
Well, first of all, peace and blessing and much love and respect to each and every one of you who are hearing my voice today. I want to thank God for my wonderful, great, anointed pastor, for all of the reverence that have come under and out of our flock. And I'm just thanking God that I hear all these wonderful, beautiful voices that help me to sustain myself in trying to do God's will and God's work. Wow. My word. What a challenge. What a challenge to speak about the first woman on earth. Let me take this time to say happy Women History Month to all the women, all the beautiful, God-given creation to help man get it right and keep it right. Because God knew from the beginning that man was not going to be able to do it alone. So he created woman to be the glue, to be the pillars for which we are continuing to build his kingdom here on earth. Speaking on Eve, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to attempt to do is just walk through some verses. And as I'm walking through, I will make comments from time to time. But I'm going to walk through some verses and then try to sum everything up and just give my insight and my belief on this first woman creation. And I'm going to let everyone know I'm going to be a little slighted in doing it because women have been just the pillars of my life. I had three mothers. So right there it tells you that I have been highly favored and truly blessed my biological mother family. Oh, man. She raised a beautiful son. My father's wife, Isabel Prelo. You're talking about someone that know how to encourage another person. At her funeral, I said she was not my stepmother because there were no steps between us. She was my mother, just like my biological mother. And last but not least, I was adopted by the late, great Senator Roxanne Jones, who, again, loved me like a son, was very, very instrumental in every project I've worked on and created with our organization committee for a Better North Philadelphia. And she's pretty much with me every step of the way. And then now my wonderful pastor, all of the ministers and reverends of Life Word Jesus, and all my prayer partners and prayer warriors. I mean, I just am one who's just been inundated with great women. And every one of them loved me as though I was their own flesh and blood. And I thank each and every one of you for that. And I can't leave out the women I work for. I work for some very powerful, enlightening, loving women who just made my life, made it easy, and gave me every opportunity to do things the way I thought would be the best way to do it. And I thank God that these women were in my life, because I was not a believer. I was not a follower. I just kind of figured I was a righteous person trying to do the right thing. But I did not have God and Jesus. I did not have God in my life and Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I knew God was the controller and owner of everything. So maybe my comment is not right that I did not have him in my life. I just wasn't obedient in following him. So let's go to Genesis. I'm going to go to Genesis, and I'm going to go to straight through 27:1, where it says, God created man in his own image. And in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in numbers. Fill the earth and subdue it. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. So God, in his magnificence, gave Adam and Eve the whole earth, the ability to keep it flowing by, again, telling them to be fruitful, and again, letting them know that they control the seeds of everything on this planet. God saw that he had made, and God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, and that all happened on the sixth day. The seventh day, God had finished the work and that he had been doing. And so on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Adam and Eve, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they was created. When the Lord made the earth and the heavens, and no scrub on the fields had yet appeared on the earth, and no plants on the field had sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the seventh day. Have not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed life into his nostrils and breathed life. And the man became a living being. Now, when God created man, and this is me and my belief, that God knew that man was not going to be able to do what needed to be done to have the world be what God wanted it to be. So that's why he knew that he had to create woman. Going to go to verse 20 and 21. It says, but for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs, closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, for she was taken out of a man. So God, in his infinite wisdom, his infinite knowledge, made woman out of the rib of the man. And first three, I'm going to the fall of the man. So I'm going to 3:1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. But God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. And the serpent is slimy and just being who he is, said, you will not surely die. So we went through, the serpent had convinced Adam and Eve to do what God had forbidden them to do. So I'm going to go now to Genesis chapter 3:8. It says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to man, where are you? Now, it's one thing to hide, but there's another thing to not answer when you are found. And again, they went through you disobeying and eating where I have forbidden you to eat. And the Lord said in 3:14, so the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals, and you will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put an enemy between you and the woman, between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. So, again, we have been cursed because of the disobedience of our original mother and father. We have been cursed. So we're going to move on to Cain and Abel. So in chapter 4:1, Adam laid with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. And later, she gave birth to his brother, Abel. Now, Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil and gave it as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with a favor on Abel and his offering, but Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So, you know the story of Cain and Abel. Cain got, you know, distraught and wound up killing Abel. And when God went looking for Cain, so in chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Now Cain said to his brother Abel, 'Let's go out to the field.' And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother and Abel and attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is your brother, Abel?' 'I don't know.'" So he created the first murder, and he's going to lie to the Lord about it. He said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless, wanderer on this earth. Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a relentless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." So, again, we are seeing how things are developing after our first parents, our first mother and father disobeyed and was disobedient to God. And I'm going to close with Genesis 5, and I'm going to go into 1 and 2, and says, verse 1 and 2. This is the written account of Adam's line. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them, male and female, and blessed them. And when they were created, he called them man. And then from the rib of man, he made woman. So, ladies and gentlemen, my take on how things progress when God gave both Adam life. And again, I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over and over and over and over again. He knew that man would not be able to do what he felt would need to be done. So he gave man woman as his helper. But I'm going to say, even with the interaction with the serpent and Adam saying to God that Eve made him eat the fruit, it kind of set the pattern that man will always blame woman when things go wrong. And man, because of his innate posture of being man is in him, will not give woman credit for when they do things that turn out right. So to all the women out there, as you can see, even in today's time, man continues to do things to suppress the power of woman, and most times refuse to respect the importance, the significance of what women has done and continued to do to lift man. So God may have gave woman as man helper, but he also knew that she would not only be a helper, she will be a carrier of man. So, Father, I just thank you for allowing me to share today, and I just appreciate the opportunity to share what's in my heart, what I experience, what I believe, that women does everything to keep man straight, and we close our eyes, not wanting to acknowledge it. But I'm going to acknowledge this. For 54 years, my wife has been my rock. She has been what lifts me up, dressed me every day to send me out with my battle gear. And when I come home, she makes everything easy for me to rest. So I thank God for my Eve. And again, I thank God for all the Eves that have been put in my life that makes me a real man, knowing the importance and the significance of women. To God be the glory. Thanks again, Pastor, for giving me this opportunity to share. Back to you.
It's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or girl. Hallelujah. Woo! Boy, my God, was that a scholarly message this morning. Boy, the Lord's starting something up here. The Lord's starting something up here. Boy, all this sufficient backup. Oh, the Lord ain't got to tell me nothing but once. Oh, yeah, look at that, look at that, look at that. Amen, my God, Brother Reed. Scholarly, scholarly. Amen, we thank you for your presentation on Eve. Amen, glory be to God. That God couldn't do it without a woman. Ah, God. Boy, I see a book. I see a movie. Oh, my God. God couldn't do it without a woman. Amen. And you wrapped it up, amen, glory be to God. It was so much wisdom and pearls and gratitude in your presentation. But the bottom line is this, amen, beloved, amen, we can learn, well, not the bottom line, you whatever your take is, but as I close out the day, amen, glory be to God, we see here from Eve that there was pain for sin. Ah, God. Oh, my God. It was pain for sin. She exchanged pain. Amen. For sin. Amen. Glory be to God. You got to pay the piper, baby. You got to pay the piper. Amen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. God couldn't do it without a woman. It's a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or girl. And thank God for your love. Amen. Deacon Elect. I'm going to start calling you Deacon Elect. God dropped that in my spirit and our Christmas celebration. God told me he was Deacon Elect. Amen. I just didn't have time to work it. Amen. But that's when the Lord revealed that to me. Deacon Elect. Tyrone Reed. Amen. God bless you. You best believe. We're going to be hearing more from you. You hear Sam? Because that was scholarly. That was scholarly. Amen. And to God be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Thank you so much, Eve. And the love. You always honor and reverence your wife. And I'm going to tell you something. Amen. A man that loves his wife is a man that loves his own body. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's setting the example. Amen. God says the man got to love the wife like Christ loved the church. Glory. And you always give honor, amen, to your wife and the women in your life. And that makes you, as you said, the man that you are and the man that you're still becoming. Amen. So blessings. Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Thank you. And God bless you. Amen. Saints, was that awesome or not? Was that all?
And
I mean,
God
Brother
bless
Reed
you
is...
And thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I said, God bless you and thank you, Pastor, for
amen.
Everything.
You're welcome. Amen. We saw you on a different level. You know, we knew we had no questions. We always know it's in. You come with your reading. You come with your word of encouragement. You know, even when you're sick and out, you're always coming, lifting up. But I'm telling you, we saw you in a different light. And I tell you, I don't need to see much. I don't need to see much to recognize it. Amen. So we will be hearing more from Brother Reed. You hear what I'm saying? I'm talking about in that same type of expounding the word. That's what you call expounding the word. Hey, my God, that was some good stuff. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So, amen. So that was on Eve. Tomorrow, we will be hearing a little bit about Hannah. Hannah. All right? And to God be praised. Lord's willing. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. Today is, we fast till 12 o'clock. We fast till 12 o'clock. You don't have to ask me. Every Wednesday. We don't just fast in January. We fast every Wednesday. Glory be to God. We got to stay prayed up and fasted up. Yeah, because the war is on. Not just in Ukraine. The war is on. Amen. But we keep on winning. And because we can't lose. Amen. So 12 o'clock, we will be meeting at the altar of prayer. Please come and meet with us. Bring your prayer requests. Our prayer petition today, beloved, is Ukraine and Russia. That's our prayer petition on today. Amen. And Lord's willing, tonight at 8 o'clock, we'll be back for Bible study. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Come on and bring somebody back with you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock on Facebook, and then 6 o'clock, amen, and we're going to get a little bit on Hannah, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. You know what? Let me say, I'm about to give a benediction. So for every, the subjects that the people that I gave, assigned everybody to teach on, I did a little, you know, I was prepared just in case a person got nervous, okay, in case a person came up and froze. Or, you know what I mean, or gave a 15-second presentation, I was prepared to back you up. We're going to love you in this thing because we realize for some of you, you know, it might be new. So we want to encourage you. We don't want fear to step in. So I was prepared. I tell you the truth, I ain't have to use none of my notes today on Eve. My God, my God. It's a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. Father God, we want to say thank you for an awesome, awesome, awesome lesson expounding the word. Father God, that you really displayed the gifts and the callings and the and Brother Reed, the ability. We always knew he had it. We never questioned it, but we had a chance to really see him in motion. Oh, Father God, how beautiful, how beautiful. God, thank you. Thank you for this man of God, Deacon Elect. Thank you for him, God. Continue to use him. Open doors, giving him more opportunities, putting him out front, Father God, having him lead the Bible, having him come back, teach a Bible study, and keep on teaching. The word is already in him. He's living the word. He's walking the word. And we thank you, Father. And we thank you. We thank you that you put him first. You put him first. God, you told me who to call and what woman to give them. And it just so happened that Brother Reed was first. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you. You're so wonderful. Father, give us a good day today. Father, as we go out, stay in, whatever we do, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Father God, in the name of Jesus, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more weeping. Father God, we bless you. Meet us back at 12 o'clock at the altar prayer as we pray and keep on praying. And then, Father God, 8 o'clock tonight for our Bible study. Father God, we've already petitioned you on Ukraine and Russia, and we will continue. And all the conditions of the world, Father God, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. And Father God, we just want to celebrate women this month. We want to celebrate women, Father. Glory be to God. Because you did. Because you did. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Eve. Thank you for Eve, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. She was a little inquisitive, a little gullible, a little deceived, Father God. But she was the first. We want to say thank you for her, Father. In Jesus' name. Father, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this. Father God, we bind any attack against our brother Reed. Any attack, Father God, coming against him and coming against his family. Father God, for how you used him and how your glory shined on him this morning. Father God, it will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. And we release the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And you add no sorrow to it. And we say thank you. We say thank you. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Everybody walk in the blessing. Amen. Because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. And remember that he couldn't have done it without a woman. Oh, God, I love it. I'm going to have to steal some of this stuff here, Brother Reed. I'm telling you, I ain't stealing it because I'm telling you I'm stealing it. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely day. Amen. God bless.